mag-asawa nga ba ay di biro? Is that a joke? Kapag nag-asawa nga ba, lalagay ka na sa tahimik? Alam mo, kasabihan natin mga Pinoy, kapag mag-aasawa ka na, lalagay ka na raw sa tahimik. Kaya kung nakikinig ka, para sa'yo ito na gustong lumagay sa tahimik. Hi, I'm Randall Serrano and I host this podcast, Bukasyon Podcast. And please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. At syempre, huwag mo rin kakalimutan, kung nagustuhan mo to, please leave me your ratings. And don't forget to share this para sa mga nagbabalak lumagay sa tahimik. And yun yung lagi natin sinasabi, that ang pag-aasawa ay parang isa bang joke nga ba? Hindi nga ba biro? Meron akong kukwento sa inyo. Merong isang mag-asawa. Sabi niya, nag-away sila. Sabi niya, hoy lalaki, dito ka na lang. Mag-isa ka. Iiwan na kita. Lagi mo na lang ako inaaway. Lagi ka na lang magulo dito sa bahay. Bahala ka na sa buhay mo. Aalis na ako para makahanap ng tahimik na buhay. Sumagot yung lalaki, no? Sabi niya, oo nga, lagi na lang tayo nag-aaway. Ang gulo-gulo dito sa bahay. Gusto ko rin ng tahimik na pamumuhay. Ang mabuti pa siguro, sasama na lang ako sa'yo. Nga! And ganyan, no? Ang mag-asawa, no? Laging nag-aaway, no? Kaya laging sinasabi ng mga matatanda, no? Alam mo, hindi biro ang pag-aasawa. Hindi biro yung pinapasok mo. Kaya kailangan pag-isipan mo, kailangan pag-desisyonan mo. And ako, recently, in my experience, turning 21 years together with my wife, Weng, and I would say, hindi talaga biro talaga yung pag-aasawa. Hindi talaga a simpleng bagay. Bakit? I always say this because wala namang primer. Wala man lang review, wala man lang exam kung paano ba, ano ba yung tama, ano yung mali. But there are preparations, just like what we have discussed in our previous episode 23 with Brother Bars and Jobel. No? And pinag-usapan natin yan, ready to tie the knot. Hindi ko makakalimutan doon yung sinabi niya that hindi talaga biro. Ano ba ang dapat pinaghahandaan? Are you preparing for wedding? Di ba? Madalas, kesa hindi, yung mga mag-asawa, they really prepare for their wedding. Nauubos yung oras, di ba, sa pagpe-prepare ng wedding. At naalala ko noon kaming mag-asawa, bago kami, lahat ng mga gastos, no, galing sa aming trabaho, pagkasweldo namin, nilalagay namin lahat. Why? Because we want to prepare for a very beautiful wedding. But more often than not, did we prepare for our great marriage? Sabi ni Brother Bars, ready to tie the knot. Yung wedding will last for 60 minutes or maybe 120 minutes or maybe 180 minutes, 3 hours. But your marriage will last for long. Kaya kailangan, mas pinaghahandaan talaga yung marriage. And also, you need to prepare yourself, both, kayo pareho, kung handa ba yung pag-iisip, kung handa ba yung puso really to enter into this kind of life that we've been talking about. At masasabi ko that yung experience ko in 21 years, hindi talaga naging madali, no? Pero gusto kong sabihin din that with all those difficulties, with all those struggles, with all the pains of, you know, getting to know each other, nandun din naman yung joy, nandun din naman yung saya, nandun naman maraming pagkakataon din na sobrang saya. Hindi ko nga, lagi ko nga sinasabi to, no, na ang sarap ng pakiramdam na meron kang kabiyak. yan ang lagi kong example, no, yung meron kang kabiyak. Alam mo yun, kabiyak, kahati ng puso mo. Kasi imagine sa lahat ng bagay na pinagdadaanan mo, that from all the joys and all the pains and sorrows, meron kang kahati, meron kang kabiyak na nakikiramay sa iyo. And you know, recently that I'm taking theology right now, and our subject for today is theology of marriage. Ayan, napakaganda. And ang maganda pa dito, ang bonus pa dito, kaklasmate namin, kaklasmate namin yung mga asawa namin. Kaya alam niyo yung kaklasmate ko nga, feel ko may crush to sa akin eh. Yung misis ko eh. Napapansin ko, tingin ng tingin sa akin, kurot ng kurot eh. Nagpapakit yung kaklasmate ko. But you know, I'm so, it's my first time to have this. Na alam mo yun, kaklasmate mo yung asawa mo for like 5 sessions, like 5 classes, 5 Thursdays that we have. Magkaklasmate kami and we talk about marriage. And our professor is so good. Grabe, ang dami niyang in-explain sa amin, dami niyang pinapaliwanag na minsan magugulat ka, what? Totoo ba yan? And you get to realize and understand kung ano ba talaga yung sacrament of marriage. Ayan, napakaganda. So, there is one thing that I'd like to share to you on this episode about the model of complete family. Sabi dito ng aming professor na si Father Dennis. Sabi ni Father, it was taken from Genesis chapter 2 verse 24. And allow me to read it to you. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and becomes attached to his wife, and they become one flesh. No, alam niyo bakit ko ito sinishare sa inyo? Bakit ko ito kinukwento? Kasi lagi nga nating sinasabi na ang mag-asawa ay di biro. Bakit nga ba hindi biro? So, in this very, very short verse from Genesis, from the Bible, it will tell all why is it that hindi madali, no? Hindi madali yung pag-aasawa. It says here that medyo himay-himay natin yung kung ano yung sinasabi dito. That is why a man, and it speaks about yung man, that man should have maturity. Naku, napakahalaga niya, no? Di ba? Kaya minsan may mga nababalitaan tayo naghihiwalay. Ayoko na, iiwan na kita kasi napaka-immature mo. Isasolihin na kita sa nanay mo. Di ba? Ganyan madalas yung naririnig natin na mga, minsan hindi nga lang sa movie, no? Pero sa totoong buhay, it really happens that sometimes a man becomes immature or hindi becomes, he is immature. Kaya napakahalaga dito na sinasabi, that is why a man, it speaks about maturity, no? Yung salitang man, it speaks about maturity and leaves, no? It speaks about transition. Kaya napakahalaga that from boy, dati bata ka, babarkada ka, marami kang kaibigan, lalabas ka. And when a man leaves, no? It speaks about transition, that you are changing status, you're changing a different state of life from single, now you are married, na dati ikaw lang, you can decide on your own, and now, it speaks about transition. And leaves his father and mother. It speaks about, this model speaks about the model of complete family. Napakaganda, no? Ang gandang pag-reflectan that when you enter into a married life, that it speaks about, this is the model, the father and mother that describes all the more of a complete family. And let's continue. And becomes attached. Ayan, attached, underscore, less underscore, attached, underscore, attached. And this becomes a new family. You are now attached to a new family. Kaya dati, kasama mo yung nanay mo, yung tatay mo, yung mga kapatid mo. And now you transition to a new life. You have a new family, no? And you a new family, attached, no? To his wife, no? Attached to his wife. But there is complementarity. Naku, napakaganda, no? There is complementarity na kayo ay pinagtagpo at pinagtadhana. Di ba? Napakaganda that you are attached, that your new family is now your wife. Kaya napakalaga nung sinasabi nila na ang mag-asawa, dapat, no, marami ako narinig na ganito, no, mga families that they say that kailangan bumukod kayo, kailangan kayo lang. Kasi mahirap, no? Mahirap daw sa isang bahay ang nadalawa ang reyna or dalawa yung hari, no? Kaya napakalaga that man, when he gets married, it enters into a new family, no? To his wife, no? you complement with your wife, no? And then, and they become, and they, no? And they, no? You enter into a process of learning and trust. Naku, napakaganda nito, no? Of learning.
Hi, I'm Agirl.
I'm Joel, and we are
Mommy Said,
Daddy Said.
We would like to invite you to follow our podcast.
And join us in our heart-to-heart conversations as we talk about
relationships,
marriage,
parenting,
and everything in between, with the hopes that you too can make beautiful conversations.
Follow us on Spotify and our other social media platforms.
Like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just look for
Mommy Said,
Daddy Said.
Join us every Saturday
and be part of our conversation.
Let's do life together.
Hindi yung experience of being married in marriage life, in married life, hindi naman yan isang taon, 'di ba? You get to realize or you get to know each other immediately. Nako, hindi yan. Hindi po yan, no. Kaya nga ano, I hear a lot of times that yun daw mga mag-aasawa na tumatagal in 5 years time, no? Di ba? Pag nalampasan mo raw yung five year itch, no? 5 year itch, no? Yung malampasan mo raw yung 5 years na susubukan kayo na bawat isa kung tatagal ba o hindi, no? And it's really a process. A lot of times we just want to have the result, di ba? Madalas yan, gusto natin happy family, happy marriage, but what's behind all those years, yun yung mas importante, yung process, di ba? Yun yung minsan yung ayaw natin. Ako, ayoko nga ng process. Gusto ko yung dulo na agad, gusto ko yung happy ending na agad. But you'll get to realize that yung ikinakaganda, yung maganda or yung masaya na part, yung exciting part, no, papunta pa lang tayo sa exciting part, that you get to realize that nandun sa process, yung process of learning each other na, ay, ganito ka pala. Dati, ang bango-bango mo. Tapos, ngayon, di ka naliligo. Di ba? Or, dati sabi mo, ang linis-linis mo. Tapos, ngayon, ganyan ka pala. No, I remember when kami mag-asawa, because I always tell my wife that in the seminary, galing kasi ako sa seminaryo, I spent like 7 years inside. And then, sabi ko sa kanya, kasi sa seminaryo, meron kaming sa kanya-kanyang kwarto. May kanya-kanya kaming kwarto. So, ako, nililinis ko yung kwarto ko, nag-aayos ako. And then, sabi ko sa kanya, ako nagpa-plancha ng aking sutana. Yung sinusuot ng mga seminarista, ng mga pare na kulay puti na mahaba. And sabi ko sa kanya, ang hirap kayang planchahin nun kasi ang daming pleats nun. And nung mag-asawa na kami, sabi niya sa akin, ikaw, nabudol mo ako. Sabi niya, sabi mo, ikaw naglilinis ng kwarto mo. Sabi mo, malinis ka. Sabi mo, ikaw nagpa-plancha. Tapos, bakit anyari? And, you know, but it's really the pain of really knowing each other, the process of learning each other. That's why, sabi niya, nabudol mo ako. Maybe that's your experience. Ikaw, kala mo, sabi mo, dati, nung nililigawan mo pa lang ako, inaalalayan mo pa ako. No, pinagbubukas mo ako ng pinto ng kotse. Tapos pag magde-date tayo, kakain tayo, talagang iuusog mo yung upuan sa restaurant. Tapos pag-uupo ako, di ba, lahat. No? Tapos kayo mag-asawa na tayo, hindi mo na ako pinapansin. Hindi mo na ako inaasikaso. So, it's really the process of learning and trust. Nako, yan. Nako, trust is a big word. Trust, lalo na ngayon, sa mga panahon ngayon, yung trust na yan. Diba? Na iba na ang pakahulugan, iba na ang ibig sabihin. And it really, it's something that a husband and a wife should learn to have. kaming mag-asawa. Maraming nagtatanong, no? I remember the friend who is a single person who would ask me, kayo ba, do you check each other's cell phones? Ayan, ako, issue yan. Di ba? Issue yan sa mag-asawa, no? Kung tine-check nyo ba yung cellphone ng bawat isa. Or do you know the password ng cellphone niya or cellphone mo? Ako, in my case, wala, hindi namin issue yung cellphone. Hindi namin issue ang password. Even if we know each other's password, I never try to check my wife's cellphone. Alam mo, hindi ko tine-check, hindi ko sino kaya nag-message sa kanya, ganyan. And even my wife does that to me. Hindi niya tine-check yun, bakit sino nag-message sa iyo or something like that. And we are free to check our own cell phones. Hindi ako yung pag nag-message, alam mo, yung isasama mo sa pagpaligo mo. Or I did not even see my wife bringing her cell phone sa loob ng CR, no? Except pag nanonood siya ng K-drama, nako, alam ko yan. Alam ko yan, pag may sinusubaybayan siyang K-drama, alam ko yan, no? Nako, at alam na alam ko yan dahil ang tagal niya sa CR. Or, yeah, it's not an issue for us. Wala kaming trust issue that anong oras ka na umuwi. Siguro na mga early part of our marriage, ayan, ganyan, no? Nagagalit kapag galit ka na umuwi, di ba? Di ba? Nagpaalam ka. Sabi mo, pumayag ka. Tapos, hindi ka naman, bakit? Pumayag ba ako? Sinabi ka bang, oo. Yan ako, isyong-issue yan sa mga mag-asawa. That's why, trust is very important. And I love it saying yung process, a process of learning and trust. Kasi nandun yung saya, nandun yung ligaya, nandun yung tamis, no? Nandun yung pain, nandun yung aray ng lahat, yun sa process. And just go through the process because the process will teach you a lot of lessons in married life. Mag-asaway di biro, totoo yun, I agree, hindi talaga biro, hindi yung joke. But mag-asaway di biro, there is also joy. There is also joy. And kami that we have now have two daughters and one boy, Jacob. Amazing. At hindi ko maiwasan na maluha kapag tinitignan ko yung mga anak ko, how far we have come in our married life. Amazing. Kaya sobrang nakaka-amaze lang si Lord that He gave me and Weng, my wife, ng aming mga anak who are blessings to us. And let's continue with Genesis chapter 2 verse 24. And they become one flesh, no? And flesh speaks about the deep intimacy between two people. Ayan, nako, gustong-gusto ko itong part na to kasi my wife would always tell me, no, dapat yung mag-asawa, hindi pa rin nawawala yung intimacy, no? At sabi ng wife ko, dapat ligawan mo pa din ako. Dapat i-date mo pa rin ako. Dapat bigyan mo pa rin ako ng flowers. So, I remembered when we were starting out, nung nililigawan ko siya. Ako kasi, I love writing love letters. Totoo yan, no? Ever since. I remembered when I was in the seminary, I studied Spanish for 3 years or 4 years, I think, since high school seminary until, like, 4 years, sige. Until my philosophy, meron akong Spanish. And I would write letter in Spanish before. Grabe, ganun ako kagaling, no? Pero, totoo yun, I would write, kahit siguro hindi ako naging pari talaga kasi nga maharot ako. And I would write love letters. And ganun ako every, nung nagliligawan pa lang kami, kapag anniversary namin, I would write her a letter. I make a letter for her. And gustong-gusto niya yun. Sabi niya, dati ginagawan mo ako ng love letter. So, intimacy, no? Yung mga sweet nothings that you have, no? Saying, I love you, I'm sorry, no? Yan, yung mga kami, we would always tease each other, kami mag-asawa. Hindi pa rin nawawala yung ganung factor. Why? Because it's very important. It's very important in any relationship of husbands and wives. So, napakahalaga niyan. So, and it's the power that puts them together. So, yun, napakahalaga. Genesis, again, I'd like to read it to you. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and becomes attached to his wife and they become one flesh. Mag-asawa nga ba ay di biro? Yes, mag-asawa ay di biro. No? Pero there is joy, there is pain. But at the end of the day is that when you accept each other, na pareho naman kayo hindi perfecto. Pareho naman kayo nagkakamali, pareho kayong nagkakainisan, nagkakagalit, no? But at the end of the day, that love is still there. That you decide at the end of the day bago kayo matulog. Ito, mahal ko pa rin to. Kahit binibwisit ako nito. And yes, mag-asawa yung di biro. And always put God in your midst. And I guess, walang secret. So, the secret is when you put God in the middle of your married life, in your marriage. Ayan, mag-asaway di biro, but it's happy. It's fun. It's amazing. It's a blessing. Ayan, maraming salamat po sa mga nakinig, and I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something from Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 about this wonderful verse that speaks about married life, about marriage. And yes, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And please don't forget to leave your ratings. If you like this, please 5 stars. And also leave your message. If you have any comment or any message, please send me a message here at Bukasyon Podcast. Tandaan mo lagi to open your doors to new beginning. God bless you.